This is Apollo Control. Crew of Apollo 10 apparently at this time are having breakfast. They were to have slept a little bit longer, although they did wake up about the pre-mission flight plan wake-up time. Here in Mission Control, it had been decided to just let them sleep until they called back here. Their call was in the form of music being piped down from the spacecraft from a small cassette tape recorder. Lunar Module pilot Gene Cernan followed up with a disc jockey bit. There was a certain amount of repartee between the ground and the spacecraft communicator here in Mission Control. Oncoming Orange Team Capcom Jack Lausma and outgoing Maroon Team Capcom Joe Engel. Spacecraft Commander Tom Stafford suggested several biblical readings for today's services at Seabrook Methodist Church to Capcom Joe Engel, both of whom go to the same church. Since Tom would not be able to attend the services today himself, he suggested readings from Psalms 8, 122, 148, and Isaiah 24. We'll continue to monitor air-ground transmissions as the crew completes breakfast. We get into the crew status report, the flight plan updates, and the day's activities, which are primarily mid-course navigation using a combination of star and Earth horizon, in which the included angle between the near or far Earth horizon and the desired navigation star is massaged by the onboard computer to provide position and velocity information. Standing by on live air ground for resumption of communication with Apollo 10.
Hello, Houston. It's Charlie Brown.
Go ahead, Charlie.
You're Snoopy. Jack, I'd like to hold off and at ECS redundant component check until we get fuel cell number one back on the line, which I assume won't be too long, judging from the temperature. Main reason is I'd just rather do that when I turn on the secondary pump.
Okay, Gino, that'll work out good.
Okay, thank you, Jack.